news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Our King at the Margins.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander of Israel. When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God. Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. Above him there was an inscription that read, This is the king of the Jews. Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied to him, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the last Sunday of our liturgical year, and today's Feast of Christ the King is an invitation for us to acknowledge who is truly the ruler of all creation. As much as I like at times to think, I am not the center of the universe. As much as he believes he is, Donald Trump is not the center of the world. As much as it and other nations say so, the United States is not the greatest power on earth. Even the earth is not the center of the universe. There is only one who is the center, the heart, the power of the universe, and that is Jesus Christ, our King. He rules from a throne made of wood and wearing a crown not of jewels but of thorns. Being sneered at by other rulers, jeered at by soldiers, and reviled by criminals. In many ways, these are not just the words taken from and suited for today's gospel. For there are many today, be they rulers, soldiers, criminals, or even everyday citizens, who continue to revile and sneer and jeer at Jesus. But we followers of Jesus can say, that such is not the behavior that we embrace. Or is it? Today's feast gives us a chance for some serious examination of conscience. As we stand below the crucifix in our homes and churches and beg Jesus to remember us as he did the good thief, we can be assured that he does remember us and will remember us and waits to welcome us into paradise. But do we imagine him also saying to us, and you, in turn, remember me? Do we remember him as he reigns from the cross of a hospital bed? Do we see him reigning from a heated sewer grate, wearing the cloth of one who is homeless? Do we recognize him, reigning from inside a prison cell? Do we acknowledge him in the refugee at the border who's looking for a safe place to call home? do we consider him as he wears the crown of mental illness? Do we see him staring back at us in the face in the mirror? Do we honor him in our sisters and brothers who are different from us in their faith tradition, their sexual orientation, their economic status, their ethnicity or race? Do we see him, recognize him, honor him, remember him in these and countless other ways? Or do we dismiss, jeer, stare at, sneer at, ridicule, ignore, or otherwise disparage him as we simply walk on by? As followers of Jesus, we are not at the center, nor are we the center. Our King Jesus is the center, and he has tasked us to go to the margins, to serve him there, to be with him there. It is there that we are to recognize him in the bone of our bones and the flesh of our flesh. Such is what baptism calls us to. And when we begin to recognize him there, we will then have a glimpse of the promise that awaits us, being with him and all the holy ones in paradise.
Oh, 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 oh.